You know, I just don't understand. There's still people at the supermarket that, okay, first I want you to take my entire 6 months of food and go through each item by and then put them in the cart, and then I'll stand here and stare at you until you make that face where I go, oh, that's right, you want me to pay. Then I'll look through my humongous 20-pound purse and go for my checkbook, which I'll fill out the statement section first.
People like to do things the way they like to do things, Rick.
Oh, no, that should be arrested.
Not everybody needs to do things the way you do.
Trapdoor at the register, man. Somebody starts and pulls out a checkbook, gets boom, gone. And all the food goes to charity. See, another solution.
Yeah, just start killing people. No big deal.
No, not kill them. Just keep them under the Publix.
Brilliant.
I tell you, this is why I love Sam's Club now. I like Costco's merchandise better, but Sam's Club, man.
Same.
You go in there with your phone, and now they have this app. You connect your credit card, as whichever you want, to it. And you go in there, and as you buy stuff, you swipe it right there in your, in your cart, and you walk right past everybody. There's still people waiting online for 20 minutes.
No cashier?
No, nothing.
Didn't Amazon, I think they started that, didn't they, with the cashierless store?
They did, but now it's personal.
Well, Publix now, I know, I mean, you could use the Instacart, which delivers it right to your front door, which is awesome. But if you don't want to be that lazy, I can actually go on my Publix app, grocery shop, pay for it, you know, with my credit card. Yeah. They do the shopping for me, and they put it at the fridges at the front of the store, and I just walk in and grab my bags, put it in the cart,
and
go.
That's awesome. And there's people that are still writing checks. You know, the best thing about Sam's Club is once you get this app, you know, I walk out and I go. I make sure I go buy a real. I pick out the really longest line at the register and I go buy them and shake my tail feathers. I'm like,
well, how do they check your receipt then? You have it on your phone?
At the door, they have a QR code on your QR.
That says I paid.
Yeah, on your phone, and you just show them that, and you're out of there. It's great. Yeah.
Nobody at the register and no cash. You use the app. You scan the stuff yourself. Somebody on the way out will like look for one item
And they'll check you. But the thing is that now they're going to open Sam's Clubs without any registers. What are those people with the checkbooks going to do?
I
need to write a check to someone.
I had to use a check recently only because I switched accounts, so my card wasn't mailed to me yet.
Right, right.
So I had no other way to pay for it. And I literally looked at the person behind me. I was like, I am so sorry for what I'm about to do. Give me a minute.
Well, Amazon is bringing stores in that already have no cashiers. So is Sam's Club. And what's next? What's after this?
Who knows?
Stores with nothing in them?
Amazon, the company that brought you the cashierless store, is unveiling their latest innovation, the productless store.
This place is great. I can do all my shopping in 10 seconds.
No more pushing broken carts or carrying heavy bags. Amazon has streamlined the buying process by selling absolutely nothing.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me what aisle I can find nothing?
Sure. It's in aisle zero between Nada and Zilch.
Clean up on aisle Bupkis. Clean up on aisle Bupkis.
We offer a generous return policy on everything we don't sell.
Excuse me, I'd like to return this nothing.
No problem, sir. I just need to not see your receipt.
Because of our low inventory costs, we pass the savings on to you.
Here you go, honey. Only cost $97.
This box is empty.
Happy anniversary.
Amazon productless stores. Sure, they stink, but they're still better than Sears.
Rick Stacy.